pretty good hope. You know this, here's a man that sought after God. And when Nathan, the preacher, pointed his finger in David's face, David didn't say, "It's not me." Well, David said, "You're right. It's me, oh God. Hey, listen, it's me, and it's time for us to confess that it's us." Now, as I say, I believe this is David in his early years. One writer says this about the early years of David. They were formative years. And David learned to worship out in the with those few sheep. That's what his brother said about it. Any of you ever had trouble with your family? Yeah. David sure did. Listen, David took some. You know why he went where his brothers were at and they were fighting? They were supposed to be fighting anyway. Because the father told him to. Yeah, right, hey, listen, if you'll just do what the father tells you to do, you'll be all right. And let me tell you this, if you do what the Father tells you, you'll get in trouble a few times. Just because you're doing what the Father said to do. They said, "I know your naughtiness of heart." Hey, that was his brothers that said that. Anybody ever had trouble? Don't answer this, but you can answer in your heart. Has any of you had trouble with your brother? Any ever had trouble with a sister? Any of you had trouble with a mother or a daddy? Hey, listen. David was a man who sought after God, but he found many troubles. And so David out with those sheep, he felt very comfortable, didn't he? And he wrote songs. He's the sweet psalmist of Israel. Isn't that great to know? One of my boys asked me one time, I believe it was Isaac, said, "How big do you think his harp was?" I said, "Well, you've got fiddles. How many fiddles you got?" I think he had a little one he carried around with him. I think he had a big one he had at home. Hey, listen, I think David, he's a musician. Musicians love instruments. Any musicians here? Amen. Hey, listen, I got a few pianos, got a few guitars, got a few fiddles, got a few banjos. That's what we like. David had some harps, and he played. Hey, he was good at it. They said, we need somebody that can really play to help Saul in these days of trouble. And they said, "What about old David? He can play." And Saul acted like he didn't know David. He knew David. Hey, listen, he loved David. This is a strange relationship between Saul and David too. Saul loved David, but he hated David. Anybody you got a love-hate relationship with? I know some preachers I hate. They can play piano and sing, and I tell you, I just don't understand that. God, you and preach on top of that. One of them don't live too far from here, old Brother Chris Simpson. If you're listening, Brother Chris, I hate you. I really love him. Hey, he's a preacher. God, I use him. I'm grateful. But David learned to worship. Hey, have you ever really learned to worship? Let me tell you, he's worthy of your worship. Just get alone, you say. I never shouted. Just get alone with God, and you will. You will. Hey, you'll see him, how big. God's so big, and I'm so little. I like what one preacher said. He said, "He's the light, and I'm just a burnt-out light bulb." He's worthy of our worship. And so here's my little thought tonight. I wrote it down. Just a little talk with David. Listen, David can teach us some things. He has. He's taught me some things. Hope he's taught you. So in this, we find that David, in these formative years, he learns to worship. Then we see David in faithful years. He learned to be wise. David was wiser than any. Hey, he knew how to help Saul. I tell you, if you can help a king, you're doing pretty good. I turned on the television the other day, and I said, "They still ain't buried that woman. I don't know if they buried her yet." But I'm glad God's come to help us. I was thinking on these. David then became fugitive. You know what David learned in those fugitive years? Warfare. He was a man of war. Did you know what? God wouldn't let him do some things because there was blood on his hands. He wanted to build a temple. God said no. Wouldn't let him do it. And I want to say this. I'm glad God don't let us do some things. But I'm glad there's some things God will let you do. Now, David, here's this little deal with David. First of all, David speaks of his friends. Verse 1 says, David's speaking to those that love him. And David said, I'm going to trust in the Lord. If I could encourage you in any way, it'd be to trust the Lord. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't either. But God does. He got her. I said earlier, you think God's in charge of this thing. You know why? Because God's in charge of this thing. And he'll help you. Hey, he'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll show you. And David said, and the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. Why are you talking to me in such a way? David said, I think I'll just wait on God. I believe it's a good thing just to wait on the Lord. You say, I might grow old. That's all right. Brother and I was talking earlier. How do you get old? You just hang around. Well, you know it. You'll look in the mirror and you'll see your daddy in there. David speaks of his friends. David said, I've got some great friends, but they don't understand what's right for me. Let me say this to you. Your friends, don't ask your friends for advice. You know what friends will do? They'll give you advice. And then you might have to take it. And they probably don't know anything about what's going on in your life anyway. Trust in the Lord. He'll never steer you wrong. He'll never hurt you. His desire is to help you. Not only does he speak of his friends, but he speaks of his foes. He said in verse 2, lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string that they may privately shoot at the right in heart. Hey, there's those who want to do you harm. I'm talking about bodily harm. We were listening to a preacher just recently, and he's talking about when he was a little boy, his daddy was a pastor, and he said this fella got to grumbling and mumbling, and he took a knife out and went after his daddy. That's amazing. Say, did he get him? Of course he didn't. God's bigger than that. He said a few men surrounded this fella and disarmed him and booted him out. That's in the day when you could boot somebody out. David said, I've got plenty. Listen, you got plenty of enemies. The world hates you. The devil hates you. Your flesh hates you. But then David speaks about foundations. Listen to what he says in verse number 3. He says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? David's living right in the middle of it, aren't you? I'm not political at all. But I see this country's going in the wrong direction. That's not hard for a preacher to see. That's not hard for a Christian to understand. They want to take away your rights. Rights to bear arms. They want to take away your rights. They call it that they want to add to rights of reproduction. That's the way they put it. You know what they're saying? They're saying that abortion is a form of contraception. No, it's not. It's a means by which we murder little innocent children. Did I say murder? I meant murder. Listen, David said the foundations have been destroyed. He's talking about moral things. He's talking about godly things. He's talking about areas of our life and our journey. The foundations, the very basics of life. David said Saul's trying to destroy all these things. And listen, Saul's trying to destroy the very one who holds the keys to everything. Several occasions, Saul took a spear and threw it at David. You say he tried to kill him? Well, what if somebody threw a spear at you? They're trying to kill him. And David's the one that's helped him. David loves him. David's later going to say something like this: touch not the anointed of the Lord. David could have killed Saul on several occasions, but he chose not to. That's a man of God right there. You ever felt like killing anybody? How about it, preacher? Yeah, I did. Did I? No, I smiled and said, I love you. Woo. Weren't easy. Listen, serving God's not easy. It's not like getting on a bicycle. Our president don't even know how to ride one, does he? David said, what if the foundations be destroyed? What will the righteous do? David's already answered that question. He said, in the Lord put I my trust. David's going to trust God. Let me tell you what, if the floodgates break open and it begins to rain wickedness and evil, and it has, David said, I'll take this, I'll trust God. He's coming back. Listen, David talks about not only foundations, but David's going to speak of his father. That's a pretty good subject, isn't it? He said, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold. His eyelids try the children of men. This ideal of eyes, does God have eyes? Does God have hands? Does God have feet? He made you in his image. What is God looking at? Anything he wants to, except sin. Said he wouldn't. Aren't you glad he's looking at you? Aren't you glad he's looking at us tonight? Hey, he's come here for a reason and a purpose. That's to check you out. Are you worthy? Say no. David was an adulterer. David was a murderer. And yet he loved God. He sought after God. I got some good news for you. The Lord Jesus is going to sit on the throne of David. That's amazing. God's amazing that he'd love something like you. You know what I said one time? I got up in front of a crowd. I said, I'm glad to be here with you, a bunch of liars and thieves and cutthroats. They didn't exactly act like that. But it was the truth. We've all lied. We've all stolen. We've all come short of the mark. And yet Christ died just for you. What a Savior. What a God. Hey, listen, he spoke about foundation. He spoke about the Father. Hey, I love the Father. You know what? Angels are up there now saying, holy, holy, holy. They're flying around the throne. There's a bow around that throne. Isaac said it's green. That's because the Word of God says it is. He said, I knew green was my favorite color for some reason. Then David speaks about fools. Listen to what he said in verse 5. He said, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Do you know God hates things? When I was a little boy, I heard God's love, God's love, God's love, God's love. Hey, God's hate too. God hates sin. He hates, hey, listen, he said, one day I'll cast the sinner out from my presence. He didn't create hell for the sinner, but the sinner's going there. Hell's a real place, by the way, and if you don't tell somebody about it, they're probably going to go there. I'm glad you told somebody. I'm glad somebody told me about hell. I'm glad somebody told me about Jesus. That was a glorious day when I got saved. 1981. We was in a meeting the other day, and everybody got up and said, got saved in 82. Got saved in 82. Got saved in 82. Surrender to preach in 82. I said, what's this 82 stuff? It was 81. To some of you, that sounds like a long time ago. I just hung around. Worship God. Like shouting, don't you, Brother Betty? I love to shout. Glory, hallelujah. I like it. I remember taking a fella to a meeting. I said, you'll shout before this meeting's over. He said, I ain't never shout. I ain't going to shout. About halfway through the meeting, he said, woo! I liked it too. I said, I told you so. I like saying that. I ain't never said it but one time. Listen, David spoke about fools. Fools said in his heart, there's no God. It's a foolish thing to leave this tabernacle and not know if you're saved or not. You know. Say, are you sure? I am sure. I'm going to heaven. I'm not sure about you. Can't be sure about you, but you can be sure about you. Oh, David, he is speaking about fools. He said, fools said in his heart. He said, the Lord hates wickedness. Those that love violence, he hates them. Isn't there a crowd that loves violence today? There's a crowd waiting out here to shoot you dead. Stab you with a knife. They don't have to have a gun. They'll take their hands and put it around your scrawny neck. Choke the life out of you. You say, better be a strong fellow. There's some strong, wicked men out there. Full of hatred. And so were we one time. David also speaks of the fire. This is what he said in verse number 6. He said, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, a horrible tempest. It shall be the portion of their cup. You know what? Our cup runs over with goodness, doesn't it? Mercy. But the wicked's cup's going to run over with fire and brimstone. That's going to be their portion. I knocked that off on purpose. Hey, listen. There, David said there's going to be fire. I think this, no doubt, he's talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. I believe he's talking about that. I believe he is. What was their sins? They were many. But we call them sodomites, don't we? Used to call them queers. They call themselves queers now. They just sodomites. They hate God. They hate goodness. They love the wrong ones. David said, fire's coming. David said to his friends, David said to his foes. David looked at the foundations. David looked at the father. David said, they're fools. David said, fire's coming. But then we find that David speaks also of faithfulness. Aren't you glad God's faithful? He'll be faithful to you. You know why it's cold tonight? God said so. That's the only reason. I had a fella I saw him yesterday. He said, it's 103 degrees in Arkansas. You'd rather have it 103 degrees or you'd rather have it 59? You know what I've come to find out? It don't make any difference. God's still God. And he's faithful to his people. God's been faithful to me. We've traveled many miles up and down this road. God's been faithful. He's watched over us. I shouldn't. I listen to the news once in a while. All it does make me mad. They said over 40,000 people have already died this year on the highways. I said, do what? And God's watched over my little family. You think that's as many people that's been shot with guns? Nope. You think they're trying to outlaw automobiles? Nope. They're trying to disarm you so you can't take care of yourself. They're going to defund the police. That's what they've been trying to do. They're still trying to do it. They just act like they're not. But God's faithful. You say, if you think God can take care of you, what you need a gun for? I didn't say I was stupid. Didn't God give Peter a sword? He said, buy you one. Ladies, you ought to praise the Lord every time your husband buys a new sword. Buys him a knife, buys him a gun. You know why he's doing that? Take care of you. My wife pokes me every once in a while at night and says, I heard something. I said, well, go back to sleep. You won't hear it no more. Hey, listen, God's faithful. He'll take care of you. He'll watch after your home. He'll watch after your car. He'll watch after you. That's who God is. David said, let me have just a little talk with you about this. I need to tell you some things. Aren't you glad this man after God's own heart was willing to tell you some stuff? I love David. And here's the thing, I'm not the only one. God loved David. I was amazed how many times that David himself was married. Blew my mind. Who was Solomon's mama? Does anybody know? Bathsheba. Isn't that amazing? God takes those things which are amazing to us and uses them for his goodness and his glory. Let me say this. It's God's plan. I believe this all my heart. It's God's plan. One woman, one man for a lifetime. I believe that. Sometimes it don't happen like that, though. I've known men that their wives have died. I know wives that their husbands have died. Heartbreaking. I heard a preacher say one time, his buddy's wife died, and he said, I hate that... half of you has died. He said, preacher, it wasn't half, it's all. He says, broke my heart. I don't know if I'll ever get over it or not. I know some preachers now, their wives have died, and they've not, I don't think they've gotten over it. But they went on. You know why? Because God's faithful. David said, God's faithful. God's faithful. I want to say, I've come tonight just to say this, trust in the Lord with all your might. And know this, God will take care of everything. It'll be all right. It might get cold. You know what I do? I turn the heat up. Amen. You know what happens when my van runs out of gas? I put more in it. Isn't it good God gives us the ability to do that? I don't let mine run out of gas. If I know I ain't got enough gas, I ain't going. Been married. How long have we been married? 35 years? How many times have we run out of gas since we've been married? She said, never. I ain't never run out of gas. I knew an old boy, he used to run out of gas. If he'd go in $3 away, he'd put in $2 worth. I never seen the beat of it. I saw him one time, he had a Volkswagen. And there's four boys on roller skates pushing him. You say, what's that got to do with anything? God's faithful. Hey, if you're dumb enough to run out of gas, God's good enough to send four boys by on roller skates. So I don't know what you're up to, but God does. And he'll take care of you. Hey, listen, he'll take care of you. God will take care of you. You know what David said? God's taking care of me. And I love him. And I'm going to serve him. I'm going to worship him. Wouldn't you like to be with David on the backside of that desert taking care of those few sheep? And he had a time. So I'd like to be in there. Well, you're here tonight. Have you a time? I'd say they've already seen your car out here, but as far out in the country as this is, they ain't seen your car. Is that still a dead-end road? I think it is. Listen, they don't come by this way. You had to be coming here on purpose. I'm glad you're here. Better than that, I'm glad God's been here. I felt him tonight. He's a mighty God. He's an able God. He's a faithful God. David said, let me talk to you a little bit about who he is. He spoke of his friends. Aren't you glad God will give you a friend once in a while? My daddy told me years ago, he said, when you get older, you can count your friends on one hand. You know what? I thought I had a lot of friends. Found out they wasn't really my friends. They was using me. They was using you. They'll use you. They'll abuse you. They'll chew you up. They'll spit you out when they've taken everything you have. That's what the prodigal found out. But I've had plenty of foes. Had no trouble with that. My foundations. Oh, listen, in this world. Well, you know what? When I was a little boy, we used to go to town. I'm not that old. We used to go to town, and my mama left the keys in the car. Some of you remember that. You better not now. This is what my daddy found out later in life. He left the keys in his truck sitting in his yard, and somebody stole it. Foundations have been destroyed. But then he spoke about the Father. He spoke about fools. David said, there's a fire. Listen, it's more than fires in other ways. There's a fire burning in my bones. I was pretty nervous when we started. I'm just going to tell you, I was pretty nervous. I'm not so nervous now. Y'all help me. I appreciate it, help. I need help. I told you to start with, I need help. Y'all have helped me. Thank God for good help. I like a smile. I like a wave. I like a shout. That's what Brother Huffman was talking about, shouting. We sing songs about shouting, and then we won't shout a lick. Hey, he's worth your shout. He's worthy. I believe I told my sister earlier, I said, there's two troubles that preachers have. That's getting started and getting stopped. I don't really know how to end this. Y'all had some good days, haven't you? Some good preachers. And we're gonna pull the plug in a minute. We're going to the house. What we're gonna do? But God's not through. God will work this thing and churn in your heart. You remember what Brother Bain preached to you. You remember some of that. You remember what Brother Dagenhart preached. You remember some of that. Once in a while, it come across your mind. Hey, you remember what Brother Rudy Smith, he's not far from me where he's raised at. Brother Rudy Smith, and you remember what God has said to your heart. And whether you remember what I said or not, don't matter. Hope you had a laugh or two. You know what? Laughter doeth good like a medicine. I like to close on a good note, don't you? God's a good note to close on. One day this thing will be over. We'll close this and it'll all be finished. We'll pull up anchor and we'll sail to a faraway shore. Hey, you say, how far is it? I don't know. I ain't never been there. But I'm headed that way. I'm a-going, aren't you? If you're not, what a good night to make your reservation to get on board. God will take care of you. God will look after you. God will save you if you'll let him. I'd like to think everybody under this tabernacle is saved, but no, it's not so. Listen, some of you have been slipped deception. You thought for many years, you was all right. Hey, I'm good. But it wasn't God that saved you. Won't you let him tonight? I didn't come slip that in your heart. I come to remind you, God's able. Hey, God's able. God's able. He will. God can. Old Brother Sightler said, can God? You know what he said? He said, God can. Hey, God can. Will you let him tonight? Brother, you have a song? Is that the way you're going? Brother Huffman's going to come. He's going to sing it. Going to lead you in a song. We're going to stand together and pray. Our Father, we're so glad. We're so grateful tonight that you saw fit to meet with your people in these days. Lord, I'm glad there's still people willing to come and hear the gospel, to encourage the preacher, to ag on the people, to sing the songs of Zion. Oh, how it's helped my heart and reminded me you're able. Thank you for these good men of God that have held the banner up and have walked with Jesus. I thank you for them. Bless them real good. Bless this camp meeting. Thank you for the High Point Camp Meeting. It's exactly what it is. It's a high point. God, though it's down, it seems in a valley. Lord, you're still mighty and able. And Lord, you said where a few are gathered, you'd be in our midst. And I thank you, God, you've gathered with your people on these days. Bless them real good. Lord, somebody here don't know you as their Lord and Savior. What a good day it'd be to get in before it's everlasting too late. We know you're coming soon, Lord. You said you were. And God, prepare the heart of people that they may know you, walk with you, talk with you. Know that they're headed to a place, a land of rest, a land of beauty, a land where there'll be no tears. Yeah. Thank you for that joy that we find in Christ. We pray in Jesus' name.